He's on a road trip this week. He's on a bit of a work junket. Can I say that he's on a work junket? I'm not sure. He'll have a go at me for sure. Professor of Politics, Jim Jose, on the Gold Coast. Is it nice and sunny where you are today, Jim?
Yeah, it certainly is, Mark. It's a beautiful day.
And not a work junket for sure.
No, I'm actually on annual leave and it finishes tonight, so I'm back in Newcastle this evening and back to work tomorrow.
Well, I'm very humbled that you're spending some of your actual holiday time talking with us. But look, you want to talk about getting the budget through the Senate, if the government can squeeze it through. But we're going to take it back a step firstly. There are three separate parts to the budget, three separate bills. Can you take us through those first and we'll work out what's most likely to happen?
Yeah, look, very briefly, Mark, the first appropriation bill, as it's called, handles the day-to-day running of the government, basically the public services, the agencies, the public service wages and so forth. This is the core of the government supply bills. The second one deals with authorising funds that aren't necessarily part of the ordinary annual services of the government, and basically it deals with public works, grants to the state, special levies and so forth. And the third bill basically provides money to run the parliament. And just very, very quickly, the government of the day has to go to the parliament to put these bills through in order to authorise its own spending. It's part of the democratic process.
Okay, so of all of those three, which one do you think is most likely to go through without a hitch, if any?
Oh, well, the third one will go through pretty well without a hitch. And there's likely that the other two, there will be some debates around specific areas. For example, the Medicare levy is a clear area where it's going to be some debate, whether they'll go the full levy or, as the opposition, Labor opposition, wants just the short from 87,000, people with incomes of 87,000 and above. We'll see how that pans out. I suspect that both the Greens and the Labor Party will hold reasonably firm on that. But one thing I think we need to be very clear about is that it's not really a question necessarily of automatic opposition by the Labor Party. So about 80% of the government's proposals, the Labor Party is going to be on side. So just a number of areas where they're going to sort of squeeze the government and try and get a few changes.
It seems, in terms of budgets, though, Jim, this one has really been a case of the government have almost been able to checkmate the opposition in so many areas. And we've heard the term that it's a quote-unquote Labor-light budget. How would you feel being the opposition where you're knowing that you pretty much haven't got a lot to stamp your feet about?
Well, I guess in a mature parliament, that's not a big deal, really. You would say, okay, well, the government is now proposing measures that we would ourselves have proposed, so we will support them. And I think it's only going to be in the smaller, in a number of areas where the opposition's likely to kick up a bit of a fuss. It will depend in part on the crossbench people and Nick Xenophon's team and the One Nation group as to which particular areas actually get argued over.
So, Jim, as you said, this is where it all gets kicked up to the Senate and all that horse trading and the to and froing happens. Just very quickly, do you think that there will be a lot of tussle on this one, or do you think it'll just be a fine detailing and fine tuning here or there?
Oh, there's likely to be a fair degree of, shall we say, smoke and bluster and a bit of carry on. But I think in most of the areas, the government should be able to negotiate its way through. Yes, there are some contentious areas, say around Medicare, some a bit around education, a bit around welfare measures that they want to do. They may not get some of the welfare proposals that they want, but they should certainly get pretty well most of the revenue-raising things in place because, as you said, the Labor Party in itself has some sympathy and some support for this. The government needs to get 39 votes to carry the day. It's 76 members of the Senate. It needs 39 to carry the day. And on about 90% of the measures, I would guess that the Labor Party is not going to be troubled by. There's going to be a couple of key ones that they're going to arc up about. And then they'll see, you know, for them, the politics is to be seen to be arcing up where it's appropriate for their constituency. But as far as the government's concerned, I don't think it's got too much of a problem here. You know, could be entirely wrong on that, because you never know what's going to happen on the day. But I suspect that if the government is capable of negotiating effectively, they should get pretty well most of what they want.
Jim, we will wait and wonder on that one. Thanks for your time on the sunny Gold Coast, and we'll see you back here with us live next week.
Yep, no worries, Mark. My pleasure. See you next week.
Thank you, Jim. We always love having a chat with Jim Jost, Professor of Politics. He's always got some insightful stuff. 2NURFM.